Well, it's not always an easy task cooking in one's kitchen at home, but when it comes to real gourmet cooking in a ship's galley, tall ship chef Keith Cavanaugh can make it all happen. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's been a while since we've seen you.
Yeah, I was really happy that you came to Hampton, Virginia and did an article on that beautiful little seaport town there.
Yeah, we really enjoyed our stay there. We're just kind of sorry we missed the Saturday night blast.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's really important that you catch those little seaport towns because they're dying away because of big production coming in the area, moving it out.
Well, you've been around the area for a long time. Tell us a little bit about what and where is the Schooner Virginia.
Well, the Schooner Virginia is a flagship of the state of Virginia, and it's beautiful. It's a wooden vessel, all solid wood, and it's made of angelique, where most of the vessels aren't. You have maple chopping blocks, and it has a beautiful peak throat and halyards and running rigs, and it's a beautiful experience. Truly, sail on it.
And you do lots of promotion and things that involves the general public, is that correct?
Yeah, it influences the culture and economic development of the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's sort of like a public relationship, you know, it's stock and trade. The Schooner Virginia is a mobile publicist for all the tall ship activities.
Uh-huh.
We make friends wherever we go, and basically we promote the city of Norfolk, Virginia.
Well, you know, they're two very, there are a lot of distinctions between ships, but maybe for our audience, you can explain two of them. One, what is a schooner, and what's the difference between a schooner and a tall ship?
Oh, that's a good question there. There's sort of like a rebirth in traditional ships. The tall ship is a generic name for traditional sail.
Right.
There's three main, there's four main ships. You have what's called a bark. It's a three-mast square vessel, and it has the last sails are called the fore and aft. And then you have a barkentine vessel, which is a three-sail, and the last sail is a fore and aft. And then, of course, you have what's called the brig. It's a two-mast vessel, square rig, and it has both bark and mast. But a schooner is different. It's the shape of the hull. It's designed for speed. And
it usually has that sprite, or whatever you call it, out in the front of it, right?
Right. Well, one characteristic about the Schooner Virginia, it doesn't have that in the front. The Pride of Baltimore has, it's called a foresail, which is on the bow.
Okay.
And the Schooner Virginia doesn't have it. We'll call that a knockabout. You know, through the evolution of time, they kind of pass it away.
Right.
But the Schooner Virginia is a replica of a Virginia pilot vessel. The pilots used to use these vessels to go out to ships and guide them in. Up and down Chesapeake Channel.
Right. And why did the state of Virginia decide to restore this? I mean, it was obviously quite a project, because when we were in Hampton, I think the ship just came in. It was like kind of an inaugural, wasn't it? It wasn't even finished yet.
Well, it's important. You know, we want to get youth and educate people the beautiful and the majesty of the sea, you know, the awesome ferocity. And it's a wonderful program for people to learn by sailing on wooden ships. I'm trying to put it into words, how to explain it. You have to sail it. It's a wonderful experience.
Right.
It's great.
Well, now, you're also a master chef. And I think, first of all, why don't you tell us what the term master chef means before we get into the galley on the ship?
Oh, sure. I'm trying to tell you so much. You know, I'm here getting ready to prepare food, and I have, like, clipboards in front of me of all this information on the Schooner Virginia, and I'm trying to give you as best I can. I just don't want to mislead people information about the Schooner Virginia. There is a website that they can pull up.
Okay.
www.virginiaschooner, and it has a lot of prefix in it, what it does, and the purpose of it.
Right.
My background, I'm more of a personal chef over the years. I didn't really work the hotels and restaurants and resorts that most people did. When I was very young, I worked for Anheuser-Busch in Virginia, and I was his private waiter / chef. And that's where I got most of my training from the skill.
And do you work for some celebrity types or mainly executive types?
Well, what I was going to share with you and your listeners is my responsibility was to, you know, I studied under European chefs. I studied French cuisine, which is French card service. I studied German cuisine on a German ladle service. And then I studied British cuisine, which is the tea, the English service as well.
Right.
And then I was trained to be a corporate elite in an international protocol. So I'm all this formality trained. So today I'm in sailing ships and having the time of my life. It's a different kind of environment.
Right. So but you made the transition from cooking in the usual manner, whether it be restaurants, hotels, or as a private chef, to the sea. And what made you, I mean, is that the way it transitioned?
actually true. But see, the thing is that, you know, I'm sort of a historian in a way, and the background with Virginia is, and like Florida, we kind of lost our heritage, our culture, and part of that is food.
Right.
So I look at the schooner for Virginia and say, well, this would be a great vehicle for me to share my, you know, Virginia cuisine, because that's really what a master is Virginia cuisine.
Right.
That word master chef sounds self, you know, flattery. But the word was created by food journalists, you know, like supermodels or models. It's sort of like an honorary title, you know, part of a marketing campaign. But you really be careful using it, because the food critics really look at you closely. You're superimposed, and they got the hot white light on you. But you basically, if you win an award, you can use the term.
Right. Now, tell us about some of the challenges of cooking on board a vessel like the Virginia.
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, the neat thing about it as a chef is I enjoy buying the fish fresh off the boat.
Right.
I enjoy going to local produce.
Especially in that area that you're in.
Oh, yeah. I'll pull right up and buy the fish right in there, and you can cook it and have it fresh. I love going to the side markets on the road stands and buying up all their fresh produce and taking it back to the boat. And it's funny, though, because I'm all by myself. It's my responsibility to get it on the boat. And sometimes we're not in the dock, and I have to put it on a small boat, and I'm
right.
Wrestling the waves up and down,
right.
And I'm trying to get these products up into the vessel itself.
Right. It's not like being in a hotel where you have a sous chef, where you have somebody who does the shopping, and you're doing it, you're all on your own, which is actually great, because you get to select what it is you want, you know.
Well, anybody that sails a tall ship chef, you know, or sails a vessel, there's this black monster of a stove. I call it the Black Devil. It's a huge black cast iron stove that we cook on. Of course, the main heat of the vessel as well, and it can be cankerous, you know.
Right.
It's sometimes warm and willing and anxious to please, and other occasions have indigestion. It'll blow out black smoke. But I get up quietly in the morning with a cup of coffee, and I always think, I hope this stove, you know, works today and doesn't, you know, crank out on me, because I have 20 people to feed, and, you know, and tall ships, people have a ravishing appetite.
Well, it was interesting, because I looked in a couple of the bios, and there were some comments like, we were out at sea and it was rough and we barely get the sails up and we're fighting to keep the, you know, whatever one does out at sea, but have no fear, because our tall ship chef came through with there were a couple of dishes. One happened to be that caught my eye, because I like eggs Benedict, was oyster Benedict. Now, I mean, but there's got to be an awful lot of challenges, and the area that you work in has to be amazing.
It is. I mean, first of all, you know, I'm kind of like challenging personally myself. I mean, what your listeners can realize, that sailing vessels, they tack and they go on an angle.
Right.
So I'm literally cooking on an angle.
Right.
And the pots and pans, the food's jumping up and down and bouncing, and, you know, they don't care up topside. I'm down below, you know. My
Right. Responsibility
gets it out.
Right.
But, you know, I remember it'll be bad weather, and I can remember the boat would be on a tack, and it's a rainstorm. I'd be down there cooking cocoa chocolate, and I would physically walk this cup of chocolate all the way up to the mat, you know, hand it to the lookout. He's, like, falling down. The rain's blowing on him. He's holding on the rope, and here I'm standing with hot cocoa. And it was good for the guests, too, because there's no fear, you know. You don't want to fear your situation, but you always got your eye out the little porthole window, and you see.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because I was on an aircraft carrier for a while, and I came back across the Atlantic on a destroyer, and what a shock that was. I mean,
sure.
The fellows would they'd wet bread and put it underneath their trays so they wouldn't slide off the table. Now, I couldn't even imagine what it was like in the galley trying to cook.
I tell you, it's insane. I've had coffee pots fly over my head and break against the wall. I have the captain up on the helm. He's singing. You know, he loves it, because they love it. They have sail.
Right, and they've got fresh air.
Yeah, and I'm down like, this is crazy. What am I doing here? But I'm so concentrating on making sure the food tastes good, I'm not even paying attention. And that's what surprises the guests, me, even in the galley, like, wow, this is really great food here. You know, caught them off guard.
Well, that's exactly right. And, I mean, you know, just cooking an old stew or something like that, you're putting out.
Absolutely.
Tell us about some of the meals that you prepare.
Oh, where did I begin? I cook with saffron, and I make a spring vegetable. I might use maple and bake rutabar, and I make cinnamon sorbets, and I warm mustard dressings, and I saute fresh salmon and grits. I mean, what I try to do is, like, you know, most people have been there and done that in the cuisine. So what I've done is I go back in the old Virginia Colonial cookbooks, and I pour up some of their products that they have, and I kind of twig it. you know, with maybe a little
right.
style cooking on
right.
it. And it catches them off guard. Like the other day they had collard greens. I mean, who eats collard greens for a main entree?
Right.
But they loved it, you know.
Right. There aren't many people that eat collard greens to begin with, but collard greens are great if they're prepared properly, as you well know.
Sure, sure. And, of course, it's the way I design your palate. Everything's designed for your...
Right. And
I match wine as well for the products as well. You know, and match different courses of wine. And again, that kind of knocks out the fear of people because they're actually scared on the boat. You know?
Right. Now, do you also host events on the ship where you have to cook for other than the crew?
Well, they kind of knock that out. That's like dockside party. They bring in catering for that. I guess they think I have enough on my palate without worrying about doing that. But yes, they do.
That would make sense. But you probably oversee that as well, do you not?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I just make sure it's a good product and if they
right.
They show up on time. You know, it's a beautiful spread that they put out. I kind of stay in the background because I get a little break there. You got to understand, as soon as my breakfast is done on a vessel, I'm getting ready to make lunch. And as soon as lunch is done, I'm getting ready to make dinner.
Oh, so we caught you. That's right. We caught you just about lunchtime. What are we doing for lunch?
Walking back and forth, and it, you know, it's kind of crazy, but we're a cult. There's a handful of us, but I really love it. You know, I remember looking back, we were in Alexandria, Maryland, and we couldn't get over the bridge, so the boat couldn't get to the dock. So the captain took the boat down by Mount Vernon.
Right.
So I said, wow, you know, I got to get by produce. I'm just about empty. So I took a little rowboat to shore and came in the woods area. I'm in Mount Vernon because I'm going to meet a transportation there at the museum there to take me to buy produce and food. And I'm going through the woods there, and I'm lost. And I see this brick building. I think it's a pump house. And I go there, and there it is, George Washington's mausoleum.
How about that?
And I just sat there and said, wow, this is really great. Only a tall ship can give you this kind of experience.
Now, two things before we run out of time. What are some of the upcoming events for the ship that you know about at this point?
We're going to have the Captain John Smith 400 project, and that's going to be here coming up in 2007. That's, you can look up that up at www.johnsmith.com. We have the Sultana is having a Chestertown downrigging cabins every year, and I share that with you and your guests because every year in November, all the tall ships are there from the East Coast. It's a great place to bring your camera and photograph it. And we're under American Sailing Training Association, which is going to happen in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's going to host a 2006 tall ship race as well. And, of course, going on right now is the Volvo Ocean Race, which is from the Caribbean, racing up to Baltimore, Maryland. And that's going to be 2006 as well. And also going on right now is the Rolex Transit Ocean Race as well, 2006.
And the last question is, what's for lunch?
Oh, for lunch today? Gosh. Well, what I'm going to make them today is I'm making a warm salad dressing with spinach, and I'm sautéing some salmon in an orange sauce and some spring vegetables, and I've got strawberry ice cream with Cointreau liqueur, and we're going from there. They're getting kind of tired of beef, and I got vegans on the boat, so I'm kind of challenged with that as well. And one thing about cooking on a vessel, you have to cook one product, and you have to serve it three times, different times of the day.
Right, exactly. Keith, great. We look forward to maybe joining you for a meal one of these fine days, and we wish you luck with the Virginia, and for those that are interested, what is the website for the Virginia?
It's www.schooner.com.
Okay, and thanks again, Keith.
And thank you for having me.
We got to run. It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.